who can remember how many blessings are there in the book of Revelation? Raise your hand. Okay. How many? Thank you. And there are four ways I'd like to share with you concerning the book of Revelation. There are four principles, four ways. Which number one is? Ecclesia, 教会论. Number two? Two realms. You read the events in spiritual level and in earthly level. I think this should be your homework because I don't want to spend time. Matthew 24, 4 to 15, you analyze it. Which one have to do with spiritual level? Which one is earthly level? Of course, the answer is over here, so I'm going to change it very quick. Just kidding. But this is homework, right? Let me give you an example why we say that you can use two level, two layer, two realms to see Book of Revelation. Please turn to Revelation chapter 6. How do you interpret? There are two ways to interpret. And sometimes you can only choose one of them. And sometimes you can choose two ways. Huh? But you can always look at things sometimes two ways. Huh? Please turn to Revelation chapter 6. This only example, verse 3 to 4. Brother Kim, would you please read? Kim, 6:3-4. Four, yeah. Amen. So there's a red four horse. How do you explain this red horse? I heard it in my life, right? Two realms, two level. Earthly level, what is it? When TJC come out, when I heard this story, when I was a little kid, TJC, the one on TJC was the Lord, and the TJC is the white horse, right? We'll explain later on, right? Now, after TJC came out, in 1917, which came out in that riding on red horse, that red horse is able to take away the peace in the kingdom of God. So what is it? Communist, right? Communist raised up after TJC comes. Communists come. And you know, what is the national anthem? Not national anthem. What is the most famous song there was a very famous song in mainland China called what? Dong Huang Hong, right? Is that right? You don't know? Who is from mainland China? Henry. You don't know? But you're born here. You're not born here. Dong Huang Hong. I don't know how to sing it. Dong Huang is always Hong, right? Dong Huang Hong. Dong Huang means east, Hong means red, right? That uniform, Hong Jun, what is Hong Jun? Red Army. Hong Wei Bing, what is Hong Wei Bing? Red Guard. Hong Qi, what is Hong Qi? Red Flag. 很多红啊,他们都是红的. Everything have to do with red, right? So you explain like earthly realm, and it's indeed coincidentally communist follow. And here, over here, he take a sword given to him. He was able to take away peace, right? Make everybody kill one another, right? Hello? So this is called earthly realm. When you explain it, you can use earthly situation to explain that, you know, indeed it is true. This is history. Oh, communist follows. The persecution follows. At that time, the church went underground. This earthly realm. But spiritual realm, that's, we said two realms, right? Are you with me? 两个层面, right? Now, people can also explain that this red horse referred to persecution after you believe in Jesus. Simply persecution. Why? Turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Matthew 10, 34. Matthew 10, 34. brother, you are what is your name? Forgot. Edwin, sorry, Edwin. You're my friend, I think, but you don't post on Facebook anymore. Did you? So I forget your name. I think you're my friend, right? Okay. Matthew 24. But I forget about your name, even though you're my friend. Matthew 10:34. Sorry, 10:34. Edwin, please read. Jesus said, "Do not think I bring peace to the world, but I bring sword." Right? And continue reading, 35. Oh, sorry. Oh, you have. Okay. Okay, so if a person believes in TCC or believes in Jesus Christ, usually you will receive persecution from your classmates. Why do you go to church on Saturday? Or from your body? Why can't you watch this kind of exciting movie, right? You think it's a bad movie. He persecuted you. Or maybe your parents, there's a sister. I like to mention her testimony because it was a great impression. When she believed in Jesus Christ, her father bring her to the living room and ask her to worship the ancestors. She refused, right? Then later on, her father really took a gun, put on his head. Worship your ancestor, right? Guess what? What did he do? She's like, instead of kneel down, he sit down over there and keep crying. Oh, even though the father put a gun on her head, right? Sorry, not you. You can see, red horses follow the white horse for sure, right? Are you with me? So this is called spiritual realm. When you interpret it, you can interpret it in two realms. Earthly realm, you say, oh, could be communist. But in every country, it could be a little bit different, right? What do you think? In USA, there's no communist. So the red horse can only refer to somebody, people who persecuted you because of your faith. Or maybe, I don't know what is it. You can apply to anything. But usually spiritual realm is so easy to explain because after you believe in Jesus, usually there's a persecution follows. Right? That's called two realms, two level. You know, very interesting, the scrolls in the book of Revelation is double-sided. The word is written on two sides. And what do we learn from this? Revelation chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. Derek? Please read. So the scroll, inside and outside, both sides is what? Has words, right? Derek, is that right? Inside and outside, huh? Two tablets of that written Ten Commandments. Did it read, is the word written one side or two sides? Two sides, right? I share this with you. So when you teach the children, I teach you, right? Usually, you will post two posters. One tablet says four commandments. The other tablet says six commandments. 1 to 4. 5 to 10. But you only always show one side, right? I noticed that when you show your student, you only show one side, right? Are you with me? You only show this side. But there are two sides. Of course, you can apply a lot of thinking about this. But to me, right, the Word of God sometimes always two sides. So you can see the black and white superficial meanings or earthly meanings. You can also see the hidden meanings. Turn it back, there's a hidden meanings. Another side, you can read something out of it. Usually we call it spiritual meaning or something that we can learn more from the Bible. This is something for you to ponder. There are two realms, two levels, two perspectives. We can see same principle. 一致性原则, something that explained this way and if there's no, from the previous text and following text, you cannot see the differences. They should explain the same way. It's called 一致性原则. The same principle. Otherwise, you can interpret Revelation any way you like. How do you say 一致性原则 in English? 一致性原则. Huh? Diagonality. Linearity. The same. Let me give you examples. For example, the white horse. We explain white horse is a TJC. And why is that? Because the one who ride on white horse is the Lord. Huh? Please turn to Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Robert Wong, please read. Robert 6:1. Revelation 6:1. Two. The one right on it has a bow without sword. So our Lord is a peaceful fighter, right? He's not really trying to kill people. But there is a crown given to him, and he has victory and victory again. So what, using the same principle, the one riding on the white horse. Horse is only a vehicle. Horse is only a tool. The Lord used a tool, that is church, to fight, right? We talk about Book of Revelation, and have to do with church. Then who is the one riding on the white horse? Turn to 19. Revelation 19. Verse 11. Robert, again. Please read. 11. 19:11, yeah. You can read it, his eyes like flame, and there are many crowns, and verse 13, he wears a clothing that is dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God. Can you read it? You know that this is our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Is that right, Robert? What do you think? Must be, right? Oh. So if the chapter 19, according to the same principle, 一致性原则, the one who are in chapter 19 is very obvious. It was the Lord riding on the white horse, and he has victory and victory. You can only interpret first white horse, right? The one riding on it is only is Jesus Christ, right? Right? And Jesus Christ, his body is church. The horse is only a vehicle. It's only a tool that Jesus used. So the white horse is TJC, huh? It's how to come out. But if you read commentary, if you have commentary right now, read it. Many of your Bible have commentary, right? Many of them says that the white horse prefigure false prophet, 假先知. But we don't believe it. So according to the principle that we just apply, because it is the same white horse, okay? Am I understood? I hope I'm understood. Okay, another example, right? You know, in Book of Revelation, like I said before, it is not like Ninian sometimes. They replay a certain event. Like if you read this page, in order to explain this, I need to, in order to explain it is done. I need to explain pictures. Now, you got to understand that when white horse come out, right? Red horse follow, right? It is not like sequential, like I run first, then I run to this point, then you follow from this point to that point. It is parallel. Like, Tsuji just start to run, right? It's still running right now, right? It did not stop yet, right? Then, red horse start to run, right? So it's not like sequential, like, not like, how do you call it, relay? You call it relay. Relay is that first, you run the first pattern, baton. Then you pass the baton to the next one, right? Now this, the horse is, the revelation is done like this. TJC is not like, oh, because communists came out, so TJC stopped, no more TJC. Or, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's parallel. And then there are certain events that when it comes to the end, when it comes to when it comes to here, the last days, right? The end, like white horse go to the end, persecution come to the end, seven seals open to the end, trumpets blow the end, seven bowls blow the end. Over here, the time must be the same, right? For sure, in earthly realm, must be the same, right? Therefore, in the Bible, there are three places. It's called, it is done, it is done, it is done. Now, these three times must be the same. Called 一致性原则. Because, let's read. Let's read several verses. Revelation 11, 15. Revelation 11, 15. this is seven trumpets after it sounded. I think we read this already. Grady, please read.
15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever."
It is done. It is done.
Has become.
Has become. Okay, has become. Original text actually is has become. Oh, now please read another verse. This is seven trumpets, right? Chapter 16, verse 17. 16, 17.
16, 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out from the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, "It is done."
It is done, it is become. If you read text, "it is done, it is become," they are the same word. Oh. So seven bowl and seven trumpet, the ending time is the same, right? Oh, let's read another one. 21 verse 6.
And he said to me, "It is done. I am the..."
It is done. It is done. It is become. The kingdom of God become already. It is done, right? Of course, this is a magnified event. Tell you that the new heaven and new earth, a perfect church fulfilled on earth. Like I explained in my previous section. Now we are not perfect, but when it is done, it is becoming, it becomes, the true church will be fulfilled on earth. You will be very perfect. And the law is, since the bride is already adorned perfectly, groom will come down to receive you back to heavenly kingdom. Okay? So these three points got to be the same point, right? Because the wording is saying it is done, it is done, it is done, right? Do you, anybody, any got lost? We based on that word, what original text it is, it becomes in three places. The timing must be the same because we apply this principle. Because the word is exactly the same, right? Hopefully you can get me. Another one, like using 10,000, using 1,000, using 1,000 as a reference point, whatever occurred in it, it shall be the same. Let's read Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Do you change your name? Chuan Yu. Oh, but C-H-U-A-N. It sounds like Chuan. Okay, Chuan Yu. Yeah. You, please read 22.
He sees the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
So, what is bounded? Where does Satan bound it?
Verse 3, he threw him into the abyss and locked up and sealed it over him.
So, the dragon was bounded for 1,000 years. And he was, where was bounded? Bottomless pit, right? Now, using this as a reference point, please read 20, chapter 20, verse 7.
Verse 7. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison.
Okay, so first of all, 1,000 years ago, he was thrown into a bottomless pit, right? Now, 1,000 years later, he was released from where? From here, from where?
From the abyss, right?
He was released from verse 7.
From his prison.
Prison. So you apply the principle, the same places, bottomless pit is where? Prison, right? Are you with me? How many of you get lost? Raise your hand. Now, I throw you into bottomless pit right now. Imagine there's a bottomless pit, right? I throw you into here, and you'll hear the sound, right? Dung, but never hear dom, right? Because it's bottomless, right? Keep you, never dom, right? Bottomless. Now, 1,000 years, I come back, right? I release you from the prison, according to the Bible wording, right? Because how do I know this same place, this is the same thing you talk about? Because 1,000 years, I lock you over here. 1,000 years later, after 1,000 years, I release from here. So, bottomless pit is, yes. This apply the what? Same principle, the same. 一致性原则. I don't know what is the better English to describe this. Anyone, any counselor, 一致性. The same event, the same area, the same timing. So you know that the prison was talked about bottomless pit. Now, what is really the place? Now, let's read it carefully, y'all. Chapter 20, verse 7. No. 20, verse 7, he was released from prison. And what is really the prison? Now, use the word prison, right? Then you realize that prison refer to what? Read chapter 18, verse 2. Chapter 18, verse 2.
Chapter 18, verse 2. With a mighty voice he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird."
I think your translation is a little bit interesting. But any translation say the prison, become the prison of all the foul spirit. NKJV. Yeah, the word prison. Huh? So Babylon become the prison of all what? Prison of all what?
Every foul spirit.
Every foul spirit, right? So foul spirit is Satan, right? So prison is the place of Satan. And where is this Satan? Babylon become the place of Satan, right? Prison of Satan, right? Right? So where is prison? Babylon. How do I know? Apply this principle. So apply this principle, you know that because they are referring to the same thing, right? Prison is the place for Satan. And we know that Satan was bound in bottomless pit, right? Now, and Babylon is the place. So Babylon is the bottomless pit. If you apply the three equal together, what do you think? Usually we refer Babylon to this world. This world is a bottomless pit. Your desire is bottomless. Your wish is bottomless. People keep asking for something. That kind of wanting is bottomless. And Satan was limited in this Babylon, in this world. If you do not, you can understand in the book of Revelation, anybody who fall on this world, they are in trouble. But you, who, even though you live in the world, but spiritually, you are in the kingdom coming down from Jerusalem. You are of heavenly kingdom. Oh. So if one day if you went out of the boundary of the church, the promised land, when out of the church, like, what do I mean? Well, for example, you commit mortal sins, no more protection of the Lord, you are out of the church, then you know that Satan is the king of this world right now. Satan was bounded only in this world, right? If you are not of this world, you are not in his jurisdiction. You are not in his power. You were His activity is limited in this bottomless pit, in this world. Okay? But in the book of Revelation, you are not of this world. You are of heaven. So he has no power on you. Unless remember Job was protected by a fence, right? Unless God opened the fence for Satan to come in order to train you, number one reason. Okay, George? Unless God want to train you, open a fence, allow Satan to come in. First reason. Second reason, we go out of the promised land. We go out from the heaven. We fall down from heaven to earth. Fall into the power of Satan. Then we are in trouble. Now, for example, like you, Saturday, you know, you go to church, and Saturday night, you do something very evil. You have two faces. In front of people, you are a decent Christian. But at the back of people, actually, you are a very bad person. Now, at daytime, you come to the church. Nighttime, you do evil stuff. Now, that means that in nighttime, you already fall from heaven, fall from the protection of God. Then nighttime, you fall into the territory of Satan. You fall into bottomless pit. You fall into your desire that nothing can satisfy you. And Satan is there for you. How do we explain this way? Applying the same, because those verses talk about the same place, right? The same principle. Any questions so far? Yes. Because like I said, a book of Revelation, they are not like a relay, right? They go parallelly. So when death comes in the seventh seal, a seven trumpet blow, also say, it is done. The kingdom of God fulfilled. Seven bowl pour, also it is done. So these two places, it shall refer to the same time. How do we know? Using this principle. Because you can explain the other, you can explain sequential, right? Sequential, right? Red horse stop, and then white horse start to run. And white horse stop over here, and then pale horse start to run, right? But this is not what I understand. And how do I use this? Well, this based on the four principles I know. That's why I say these four principles is important for me to study the book of Revelation. Are you tired? You want to get up? Please get up. Some of you are asleep. 站起来活动一下. Please. Papa 4. Stand up, please. Thank you. You are so reluctant. Now everybody stand up. I say everybody. I say everybody, not only one. Oh. One for all, four, one. Stretch out a little bit. Stretch out a little bit. But when you are standing, let me tell you a story, right? Because we are talking about you shall not fall out of the territory of God, right? I mean, protection of God. Really, I mean, once you are out of the protection of God, you are in trouble. Now, how do you know? It is when you go across the boundary. When you go across the boundary of God's commandments, then Satan is over there waiting for you. So the story goes like, God always tell lion, right? You shall never devour my people, okay? Because my people belong to me. You have your own, I give those bottomless, the bar belong to you already, but those people belong to me, right? But one day a lion devour a Christian, right? And God blamed that lion. Why did you devour the Christian? I already told you don't devour my people. But lion said, how do I know he's your people? When I look at him, he smelled like Gentile, you know. When I look at him, he was like walking like a drunkard, right? And he smelled like he have 3 bottles of wine already, right? I sniff, sniff. No smell of Christian. So, he's my buddy, right? So this is like you go out of the jurisdiction. I go out of the territory of God. So you're in trouble. So Satan was bound in the world. This world is a bottomless pit. How do we know that? Because we apply this principle. Sit down, please. Now, in the book of Revelation, you can see a process of refining. Even though it is scriptural, but you can see also a process. For example, when church get out from tribulations, at the beginning, God used a reed to measure, but later on, God used a golden reed to measure the church, the temple and the people. Let's read Revelation 11:1. This is a process from reed to golden reed. Revelation 11:1. 11:1. Please read.
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod. Then the angel stood right, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there."
In the last days, God will measure the temple. God, remember we talk about ecclesiology. Let's talk about ecclesiology, right? Well, the church was measured by the temple. Why the church need to measure? Because there are too many churches on earth. Even TJC, in the future, you want to be a council member, you should run the church according to the Bible, not according to the way of your company. Because God will use your reed to measure the church. And measure what? Measure the altar. The altar is the altar over here, is where you pray, the incense altar. So when you pray, right, God will measure how you pray too. Do you only pray in understanding, or this church really is able to pray in tongue, like what the Bible recorded? But what is the content of your prayer? Does it really, according to his will or according to your personal will? Angel will measure too. And who else? God will measure the one who worship in the temple. God will measure. Now, you come to the church, do you truly did what the Lord said to you? So a reed will be given to measure you. Every one of you will be rewarded, will be judged according to what your deeds, right? But this reed become a golden reed later on, 21. At that time, the church is already perfect, 21, Revelation 21. Oh, a perfect church. Now, 21:15. What's your name?
Jessica, please.
Where are you from, Jessica?
San Jose Church. Okay. 15, the angel who talked with me had a measuring root of gold to measure the city.
What? A gold reed?
Rod of gold.
Golden rod, right? Any NKJV, I think that is called golden reed. Yeah? NKJV? What do you say?
It's gold reed.
Gold reed, right? Reed is like a rod in your translation. I think it's NIV, right? Reed is something. How many of you saw reed? Lu wei la. The reed is a kind of something plants a little bit strong. Maybe when you live 30 years ago, your mother may used to hit you. But nowadays, you're born in the USA, nobody hits you anymore. It's kind of firm stuff, and they use that to measure, okay? They don't have ruler at that time. Reed, lu wei. Now, the reed become golden reed. Tell you that there's a process because the church has gone through tribulations and refined. Now, angels use golden reed to measure. Another example. Please read Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. There's a process. That's the point I want to share. Sister, what's your name?
Rachel,
please read.
Mine's NIV too.
Verse 6.
Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal.
Okay, so in front of the throne here, of course, you can hear in verse 5, you can see thunder and noise and lightning from the throne, right? And above the throne, there was like a sea of, according to your translation, glass, sea of glass, right? So what do you mean? How many of you ever see sea of glass? Raise your hand. There's no such a thing, right? Sea is a sea, right? Sea has wave, right? But if you come to the presence of God, Your worries all gone. You know, life is like a sea. 人生像苦海, right? Life is like an ocean. Right? Have you ever heard there's a saying only for Chinese who understand Chinese? 人在江湖身不由己. Jiang and Hu, river and lake. You are in river and lake. That is Chinese saying. And now, the Bible here, we to live in the world, in the book of Revelation, when it comes to ocean, always refer to two things. Ocean is the place where the beast came from. If you read the book of Daniel, it is concerning political party came out. So political party, like anybody play politics, right? As if this, they are like an ocean. Their heart is like an ocean. Or any political party, their life is like an ocean, always up and down, like Chen Shui-bian. How many of you know him? He was a president and now become a prisoner. Like an ocean, right? Political figures, right? And economics. In the book of Revelation, if you want to make money, you got to travel in the ocean to go to Babylon. This is what the book of Revelation talk about. And economics is like an ocean, right? Look at the Dow Jones Index. Huh? Several years ago, when you from Cambria, maybe your father is a millionaire, right? Because your father have a lot of stock, right? And suddenly, there's a great exodus from Bay Area. Economic is like an ocean. Now, you live in this world, no matter where you are, you always have this kind of life, political life and economic life. Political life, maybe to you, is not as serious as true political, but maybe your colleagues play politics. So no matter what, you're going to experience it. Maybe you yourself have some political agenda or political position. And then your economic life. So those are like waves, right? But even though you have your economic life and political life, you come to the presence of God, it become what? Become a sea of glass. Yes, it is a sea. You still have political life. You still have economic life. But if we come to the presence of God, you're like a sea. It won't bother you because you have peace in the presence of God. Peace make your heart go without wave. No more wave, yeah? Are you with me? Okay. But this glass of sea, oh, this sea or glass, oh, when time goes by, will mingle with fire. Let's read Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. 15, verse 2. Violet. 15, verse 2.
Mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image, and over the name of his, over the number of his name.
Okay, so you can see this glassy sea of glass, mingled with fire, meaning that even though you believe in Jesus, you come to the presence of God, you have peace, right? But doesn't mean your life do not have fire. Fire means what? Trouble, tribulations. You also go through many other, at the beginning, first of all, when you first believe in Jesus Christ, yes, you have peace, right? No matter what is it, money, you have no money. No matter how people bully you because they play politics, you still have peace, right? But doesn't guarantee that your life is always smoothful. You shall go through a refining process, just like when Israelites went out of Egypt, they are walking in the wildernesses. There are a lot of training waiting for them, sometimes without food, sometimes without water, sometimes with, you know, many troubles, right? Mingle with fire. Yet, they are able to what? Verse 3, what did they do? Verse 3, what did they do, Violet?
And sang a song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
Song of Moses, after they went out of Egypt, is song of victory. Song of Lamb, huh? If you read the account, this is also a song of victory. So even though you go through many trials and tribulations, even though you believe in Jesus, sometimes you got F in your test, right? Sometimes you also feel very sad. You feel like to commit suicide, right? Now, your life is, but you come to the presence of God, even though it's still mingled with fire, it was able to stand over there, and you are still to sing. You are able to sing song of victories, song of Moses, and so of the Lamb of God. So I just want to tell you that there's a process. So in the book of Revelation, 有一个渐进性的原则, there's a process for you to reach perfect. So now your day, when you come to the church, don't expect I'm perfect. Don't expect you will be perfect automatically. If you do not go through a lot of trials and training, right, we cannot be that perfect. But one day you shall go through fire. But if you still able to come to the presence of God, even though fire is burning, you're still able to stand firm, no wave, still very peaceful. Now, let's look at another example. In the beginning, at the very beginning, before tribulation, everybody praise God, like you sing him just now, right? But you might use your own heart, your own way to praise God. But your own way, like sometimes it's different, right? I want to serve the Lord this way. You want to serve the Lord that way. And sometimes you might find conflict, disharmony in the church, even though everybody try to praise God. But they use their own harp. Later on, you can see a process, huh? Let's read Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Albert, please read.
Sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
Did they say they used their own harp? Give me a second. Verse 8.
And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
And they sing, right? Each one, their harp, and they use their harp to sing. So there's nothing wrong. Use your own way to praise God. But when you go through trial and tribulations, yeah? If the church goes through refining process, now everybody use God's harp, not your own harp, to praise God. Read 15 verse 2. 15 verse 2.
Verse 2. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass. 15 verse 2? Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Like a sea of glass mixed with fire and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name, they held harps given them by God.
Now, this is harps from God, huh? Everybody sing the same tone, sing in unison. Sing harmoniously. At this point of time, go through trial and tribulations. You don't find disharmony in the church anymore. Again, this is a process, right? Do you see the processes? Are you with me? Do you see the processes gradually improve process? Okay? This is the church will be in the last day. And when the Bible talk about what will come out from the throne of God, there's a process too. Huh? At the very beginning, huh? Let's read chapter 4, verse 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. Now, there are three basic elements that you see when you come to the presence of God. Kathy, please.
5. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Okay. 7.
Three events always come out from the throne of God. Huh? Thundering, lightning and voices. So like I mentioned before, people come to the presence of God, they expect everything is quiet. No. When you pray, right, of course your heart is very peaceful, like glassy sea. But when you experience something very mighty, something very noisy, something like thunder and lightning. But when time goes by, what is come out of the throne of God follow is what? Punishment later on, oh? Great punishment, oh? Let's read chapter 8, verse 5. Chapter 8, verse 5. You still can see the basic element, oh? But you will see more. Chapter 8, verse 5.
Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake.
So what is added over here? Besides that three basic elements.
And incense, fire.
No.
Huh? Earthquake.
Earthquake, right? Because you just saw thunder, voice, and lightning in the chapter 5, right? One thing is added, earthquake. No, not more than earthquake. Oh. And another thing keep adding, 11:19. 11:19.
19. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, an earthquake, and a great hail.
So what is Eddie?
Great hail.
So the punishment, no, when God, when times comes, go very near, the church is going to be, become perfect, and great tribulation is going to be ended, huh? And the earth is going to be calm. Suddenly the Lord give what? Earthquake, and then lightning. So from the throne of God, punishment start to come out to punish the world. Okay? And now it's earthquake and hail, right? Hail. Pause, right? Then it become big earthquake and big hail. Oh. Let's read 16:18.
And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there
so these three basic elements, right? Yeah. Okay, continue.
And there was great earthquake, such as
so. It's not only earthquake. What is it? It's a great earthquake. So you see the is. Do you see the 严重性? It's getting 加重 more. How should I say it? The what is a better English? The seriousness is getting more and more serious. Okay.
Such.
What is it? Did I say wrong? Severity is getting worse and worse. Okay.
Such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. 19. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nation fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. 21. And great hail from heaven fell upon men.
Okay. So from hail to great hail, from earthquake to great earthquake. Do you see the processes? Oh. So this is four principles we try to study Book of Revelation. Oh, you see, there's a process for many verses, right? Oh. You can choose to disagree. This is only like I learned it from a TCC preacher, and I say amen to it because I figure out these four really apply to the church. Really, the Book of Revelation talk about church. And the Book of Revelation really you can see it from two realms. Sometimes talk about earthly great war on earth, but actually that. Many things can apply, not only like troubles and great earth, but spiritual level too. Many people only use Book of Revelation talk about Third World War or Last War, Nuclear War. But when you read Book of Revelation, it's more than that. There's another realms, another level, mental physics. It's not only physics level, right? And I agree with it. And I also agree that in Book of Revelation, there's a processes. You see so many verses, they are processed. And you can only explain things. A lot of things, they are the same place. How can you interpret differently? It's Spartan's pit, and it's a prison. It's Babylon. Because you read the verses, they refer to the same thing, right? If you interpret differently, like many commentary books out there, then you can get different pictures. That's why before you study Book of Revelation, I say amen to this four, but you can choose to say you don't have to say amen, right? You can choose differently. But this is I want to share how we study Book of Revelation. So you can have the same outcome if you use the same principle to study Book of Revelation. Otherwise you might go many different directions because there are many things that, you know, so difficult to understand. Okay, let's talk about structures. Every books of the Bible can find a structure. If you are able to grasp, understand the structure, you can understand that books much, much better. In the future, when you think about Revelation, you can think about, oh, I know what is Book of Revelation. Because there's a structure that already in your mind. But the structure is not absolute. It's only a way that you can reference. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Esther, are you Esther?
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching.
A pattern of sound teaching, right? So the teaching have a pattern, right? How many of you are major in EE? Does electricity have a pattern? No? Yes, right? It's a pattern. two to the zeros, two to the one, and not like this. So anyway, it's a pattern. So the word of God, sound doctrine has a pattern. A lot of time you are able to find the pattern, you are able to understand the whole book. So this bird's eyes view, huh? So I want to present two ways to look at the book of Revelation. Huh? Let's read Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Hey, 时间到. Okay, we talk about it later. Now, just remember there's a pattern. Huh? And if you remember this, it's easier for you to understand the book of Revelation. Any question so far? Homework, yeah. Counselor, want me to give you homework. We go ahead. We homework. I have a lot of homework and see which one your counselor want to give you right now. Because in Book of Revelation, they describe the. How many of you saw a vision of Jesus Christ in the past? Raise your hand. No. Okay. Daniel see a vision of Jesus Christ. I mean the Savior. And Book of Revelation chapter 1. John also see a vision of Jesus Christ. I want you to compare the differences. Actually, this is in your notes, too. You read it. Compare the differences, and then every group draw a map of the vision of Jesus according to either Book of Daniel or Book of Revelation. That is number one. I think it will take you a long time to do it. What else? Is that enough? You want more? That's enough. Okay, let's pray in silence.